Media Radio Station.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakeman along with Nathan Podewalt. Podewalt, we're in Green Bay here. Phillips Loggers taking on Green Bay United and non-conference matchup here tonight. This game just underway here. First play of the game, the Loggers from the 45-yard lines with an incomplete pass. So going deep on first down and taking on this Green Bay United team out of the Across the Bay Conference. 2-6 overall they are, 1-5 in their conference, but looks like some really good athletes on this team. Excited to see what they have to offer here. The Loggers starting out here right now from the 45-yard line, and it's going to be a keeper to Shea Denzin. Denzin, Noah, who's got it? Zalaski at the left side. Zalaski got Zalaski. One guy giving a stiff arm, keeping him off him. Aaron Zalaski gets through. Touchdown! Aaron Zalaski.
Wow.
Extending on his 11 yards per carry, and you could see him pushing away that last defender, and Zalaski with a 50-yard touchdown run to open up this game. Loggers up 6-0. What a start there from the Loggers.
And Aaron was short 81 yards of 1,000 yards. So
yeah, so he's real close there.
About 30 away.
So Aaron coming into this game here, 919 yards. So he's getting closer to that 1,000-yard mark. And got BJ in the backfield right now with Denzin going for the two-point conversion. And direct snap to BJ. BJ going to take it up himself. Up the middle he goes. And in he gets BJ Lowery with the two-point conversion. If Auntie's watching, she's proud right now. And 8-0 here to start out this game. Only 30 seconds gone off of the clock. We're going to stay right here on 98Q Country. And that start there from the Loggers. You know, we talked about some slow starts that they had early on in the season, taking care of it over the last few games. And Aaron Zalaski just too big, too powerful,
too fast.
And too fast. Nobody could catch him once he broke that first line of defense. He was gone on that one. This game just underway. Hey, it was a nice drive out here, Nate. We drove 3 hours to get out here, and nowhere else we'd rather be. It's a beautiful night for football under the lights here in Green Bay, a nice little atmosphere at United, and Loggers are set to kick off. And Josh Nutt going to kick off for the Loggers. Got some fans watching at home.
Awesome, thank you.
And Pete watching. Good to have you, Pete. The whole cross-country crew is watching us here tonight, Nate. It's good news. All right, here's Josh Nutt. A little squib kick. That one goes straight up. Nice job by United falling on it. They're going to fall at it at the 51-yard line. Mick, we didn't have to wait long for that one at all, did we? They're going to start out at their own 49. And we're going to see what Green Bay United has here. A big offensive line. Compared to ours, B.J. Lowery coming in at nose tackle here. Probably goes about 150 pounds, 140 pounds, and he's going up a kid well over 200 pounds. And B.J. going to have to use his quickness, as is that whole defensive line. Callan Chuzzle's the birthday boy as well. And a run, direct snap up the middle, kind of like a quarterback sneak, and picking up some positive yardage, maybe about 4 yards right here following that big offensive line. And a pickup of 4 on that play. Going to be 2nd and 6 from the 46-yard line. And quick they go, and this is the play they like to do, run right behind that center. The Loggers have to get in there and figure out how to stop that. But running behind that big offensive line right now. And a first down for United. And United moving the chains. 10:59 to go here. And they don't stop the clock on moving the chains here, and they like that. 11 minutes to go in this ball game. In this first quarter, 8-0. The score, Loggers leading. And it's Nelson stepping up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to keep running that play until they can stop it. No, it's a dire handoff up the middle, going nowhere for United. It's going to bring up a second down. It's like 2nd and 9 for United. You got mom watching. A lot of people watching here. Beautiful night for football.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate made the road trip down here. Wanted to bring you this game. And it's going to be Nelson from the shotgun now. Seen a lot of different looks here from United. Runner in motion. Nelson going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. And hit by a couple Loggers. Nice tackle. Maybe picked up a few on that play. Bring up about 3rd down and 4. 10 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Loggers up 8-0. Two plays for the Loggers. Got that touchdown.
Yeah.
And into the huddle comes the play for United. Man, Reed Nelson, the quarterback, throws at the rate of about 50% on his completions, 14 of 30 on the season, and not afraid to run the ball either. And going to be handoff up the middle it goes, and Colin Kleinschmidt on the tackle, and close to a first down. I think they got it. So first down for United. They're moving the chains here. Nice running attack from them using their size, getting advantage. 9:20 to go first quarter. United first down from the 30-yard line. The Loggers 30-yard line. And the Loggers are going to have to find a way to deal with this size here of United. And here's a handoff up the middle. Get some positive yardage. Going to be tackled. Zalaski lifts him up and throws him back about 2 yards, but it's enough for a first down.
Josh Cribbs with the carry.
And first down for United. And the clock's moving. We're going to see a faster game here tonight, Nate. You can see the clock running here. And I love the officiating. They're like, we get this clock rolling. The chain gang is just scooting up the field. And a different game we're used to seeing up north. And, Nate, we might be out of here.
9 o'clock
by 9. All right, we'll take notes for up north. All right, the handoff up the middle. No, it's a key quarterback keeper up the middle following the center. Picking up positive yardage here. Looked like about a 5-yard pickup. Down to the 13-yard line. I think they're about the 12-yard line. And moving those chains nicely. They bring the play in. Here comes the play from United. Up to the line of scrimmage. Got Nelson under center. Two backs, I formation. And going to be handoff right side in. Oh, a nice tackle there. Lane, Abraham, and the birthday boy, Callan Shuzzles, getting in there, making the tackle. Nice job by them. Lane Abraham popping up like he was Ray Lewis after that,
right?
So nice job on the defense there. The Loggers look like they're able to hit these gaps. Good popcorn over here,
yeah,
too.
And they delivered.
Yeah, they delivered. The hospitality's been amazing over here at United. Blake's going to have to take some notes. All right. Keeper here for Nelson. He's going to throw it right side. It's caught. Thrown out of bounds by Colin Kleinschmidt. But it's enough for the first down. And it's going to be a first and goal. And it looks like they're about the 4-yard line. 7:17 to go here, first quarter. 8-0 Loggers leading. Opening possession was a 55-yard touchdown run for Aaron Delasky. All right, I formation again. Nelson under center. And it's going to be handoff up the middle it goes. And hit by a few Loggers immediately. I think no gain, maybe a gain of one. And it's going to be second goal from about the 4-yard line. 6:50 to go. His clock is just a moving. What's going on today? 6:50 to go only.
In the first quarter.
They told us when we got here the clock was going to be moving, and it's a quick game. And from the I formation, Nelson under center, going to keep it. It's going to be a pitch left side. And making a move and trying to get to the corner of the end zone, and he does. Was able to dive around Ben Burnig. And the new young announcer over here doing a good job announcing the touchdown for United. 6-8 now, Loggers leading here. 6:18 to go, United. Slowly, methodically just pushed it down the field. They used their power game to get down. They're following behind these big offensive linemen. And we're going to see if the Loggers are able to wear them out throughout the game. Which, if these guys are playing both sides of the field, that's kind of your hope.
Yep.
Here's Nelson for the two-point conversion under center. Could be handoff up the middle, goes nowhere. Two-point conversion, no good. And 8-6, Loggers keep a 2-point lead here after that opening possession for United. Looked really nice there right now. 6:18 to go here in this first quarter. Loggers up 8-6. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are we on? Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakeman along with Nathan Podwelts and Green Bay Phillips Loggers with this kickoff here. And Colin Kleinschmidt slips with it. And the Loggers about to start their second possession of the ball game here with 6:18 to go in this first quarter. It's 8-6, Loggers. And Loggers going to see if they can match that opening possession with that long touchdown run. And Loggers going to use a little bit of their pass today, too. Kind of excited how they use it. They tried it on that opening possession, and they've got the athletes out there to try to do it. Here we got Delasky from the shotgun. Loweri to his left. BJ in motion. Shea's going to keep it up the middle. No, where's it? No, left BJ. Side. It's to Aaron again, Aaron. Left side. Aaron gets to the sideline, gets to the first down. About a 20-yard run there for Aaron Delasky. And a nice fake handoff there for Shea. There's a lot of spins going on with the Loggers backfield. A fake handoff to BJ, a spin quarterback keeper fake for Shea. But it goes to the counter. It's Delasky.
Aaron needs about 10 more yards for 1,000.
Yeah, Aaron right up there. He's close to 1,000 yards on the season here.
16 rushing touchdowns.
Here's Delasky all alone in the backfield. Or, I'm sorry, Denzine all alone in the backfield from the shotgun. Hollinger in motion. Shea's going to keep it himself right side. Gets past one guy. He's got one guy to beat. And a nice tackle from United. But Shea Denzine all the way up to United's 33-yard line. Big run there from Shea Denzine. My pick for what's our conference called? Northwoods East?
Northwoods East.
The Northwoods East Player of the Year. Tell me if I'm wrong about that one. But Shea's been offensively, defensively. Tough to say Aaron, not to say Aaron Delasky as well.
It'd be a battle between the two of them, I
would
think.
It will. Could put him as co.
Yeah.
Shea running this team, though, the senior, doing his thing in his final game here. Here's the Loggers from the 33-yard line. And it's going to be BJ left side, tries getting around the corner, cuts back in, pushes through, and makes a 3-yard run out of nothing. And BJ gets it up to the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 7. And the Loggers able to run the ball here, we're seeing here tonight. And that's what they do.
That's what they do.
If you want to look at their stats on the season, Aaron Delasky coming into this game with 919 yards, Shea Denzine with 839, B.J. Loweri with 540, Evan Hollinger with 330. A lot of yards this season.
Yeah.
Here's Denzine with Hollinger to his left, Delasky to his right. Hollinger in motion. They're going to give it to Hollinger right side. Evan gets the corner, breaks up field, and looks like he makes it to the first down. We'll see where they mark him. He's going to be a little bit short.
Yeah.
Just shy of about a yard. And it's going to bring up a 3rd and 1 for the Loggers from Green Bay United's 24-yard line. Good to have you tuned in here. Sue Denzine all the way from Alaska.
Yep.
People listening from all over the place, Nate. 4:25 to go and ticking here in this first quarter. Loggers leading Green Bay United 8-6. Here's the Loggers. Here's Denzine from the shotgun. And he's going to keep it himself. It's going to be a pass. No, he's going to keep it. And unable to get the first down. Looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage. The Logger's going to go for it with 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Good popcorn here in Green Bay. Delivered it.
Yeah.
got it fresh. We could smell it while he was making it. And here the loggers hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Denzine from the shotgun. And BJ going to keep it. Direct snap to him. Gets through the line of scrimmage. No, that's Hollinger, left side. Gets past the line of scrimmage. End some. Gets the first down. There's a flag, which a lot of times looks like holding. We'll see what they do. The only thing I could think about other than that would be a face mask. We'll see what they call here.
Pointing towards Phillips. So.
Okay. So going to back the loggers up.
Holding.
So holding on the loggers. Going to bring them back 10 yards. So they're going to spot the ball here. We'll see where they spot the ball. Still should be a first down. And looks like it's going to be just short. So fourth down and one yet.
Yeah. Redo the down, huh?
Replay fourth down here. And the loggers hurry up to the line of scrimmage from 27-yard line. They need 1 yard to go here. Direct snap to BJ. BJ up the middle he goes. Gets enough for the first down. And a nice job by BJ powering through the middle, picking up an important first down. Peggy Esterholm watching Evan Hollinger do his thing. He's got a couple nice runs. BJ and Evan have really been a nice rushing attack. Picking it up along with the last one, his big runs. But
last week was a big week for Evan.
Yes, Evan and BJ both had over 100 yards in that game. And it's what's making Zulaski's big runs work when you got to worry about all these running backs. A lot of athletes here for the loggers. So first down for the loggers from the 22. It's going to be Hollinger up the middle. He gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. And we'll give him a gain of one. Second and nine. 2:45 to go here in this first quarter. It's 8-6. Loggers leading United out of Green Bay. Near Green Bay. All right, loggers rush to the line of scrimmage. Here's Denzine with BJ in the backfield from the pistol. BJ gets the toss, gets past the line of scrimmage. Not a big pickup, maybe a pickup of two. And United with a nice stop. Going to bring up about a third down and seven.
Here comes Ben into the game. What's he, 23 yards short of the school record?
Yeah, we want to see a couple passes to Ben over here today. I bet we're going to see him. Ben, 23 yards short or shy of the receiving yards record in Phillips. Ben already got that pole vault record. He's working on some records here. Here's Denzine all alone in the backfield. Hollinger to his left, Lasky to his right. And it's going to be a pass.
Ben's wide open.
And there it is. And was that Ben?
Yep.
That was Ben right there for 22 yards tied the school record.
I had a feeling.
We did. So Ben right there, keep that football. I believe that ties the school record. If they were at the 22-yard line, a touchdown for Ben Vernig.
That's his sixth touchdown of the season.
And I can't be official on that. That was 23 yards. He's got it all by himself here. All right. Loggers going to go for the two-point conversion. It's 14-6. Loggers. Direct snap to BJ. He's going to take it left side. Makes a couple moves. Breaks through the line. Unable to get into the end zone. Two-point conversion. No good. It's 14-6 with a minute 48 to go here in this first quarter. Loggers leading United. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Aiken and Nathan Podwell's here. at United High School here in Green Bay, and it's the Phillips Loggers with a 14-6 lead right now on United, and a minute 47 to go here, first quarter, and Loggers off of that touchdown there from passing play to Ben Koenig, and he gets the touchdown, puts the Loggers up 14-6. They're on defense here right now after that squib kick. It's going to be first and 10 here from United's own 45-yard line. And United, it's going to be a pitch left side and trying to get the corner. Unable to, and that's a nice tackle. I think that was Ben over there. And Ben does such a nice job with the solo tackles. Or was that? Yeah, that was Ben. Ben Koenig, after that touchdown, gets a big tackle. A pickup of 4 yards on the pitch play for United. And this Loggers team, the defense, set to make a statement here on this possession. It'll be a big stop early on in this game, Nate. And I formation, here's Nelson. It's a pitch left side again. Worked last time. The middle, they go up the left side, they go, and going nowhere. Maybe a pickup of one. Going to bring up a third down. It's going to be about a third and six, third and five. Right at midfield, right at the 50-yard line. And the lights are out here. I like these old-school ghost goalposts, Nate. It reminded me of they should be at, like, AAA. Probably pulled them out of AAA. 42 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Nelson from the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself left side. Option pitches it right side and pushed out of bounds. I don't know if they gained on the receiver. They spot him. And it was positive yardage right there. It's like a pickup of two. Going to be fourth down and three. 33 seconds to go here. United with the ball at the Loggers' 47-yard line. And you know they're going to go for it here. Follow that big offensive line. And almost first quarter, almost over with. This is the biggest delay in the game here so far, Dave.
Yeah, right.
All right, United up to the line of scrimmage in their black uniforms with purple lettering. These sharp, shiny black helmets. Oh, and an offsides on the Loggers it's going to be. And that's going to move them back. It's going to be a first down. Oh, that's a tough one on fourth down.
It was Trenton, wasn't it?
33 seconds to go. Loggers giving up the first down. First mistake of the game here. And they're going to try to redeem themselves right now. Get a stop. Not let the chains move any further. Felt a little more confident on this possession here. Loggers tend to do that defensively. Find their way after the first couple possessions. Here's Nelson under center. And up the middle he goes. And he's chugging along and picks up positive yardage. It's like maybe about 4 yards, maybe five. It's going to be a second and five from the Loggers' 36-yard line. Being picked up about four. Second and six coming up here. The Loggers in their black pants with white top, orange lettering and stripes. The black helmets. I always like the black helmets, Nate. And that's the last play of the first quarter. Went quick there. It's 14-6. Loggers leading United. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
'Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden. Plus, items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Jeff Hagen and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work.
The Phillips Loggers on defense here, trying to get a stop against this United team right now. It's going to be third down and 5. United has the ball in Logger territory at about the 38-yard line. 11:43 to go here in this second quarter as it just gets underway. And this United team slowly moving this ball up the field. Yeah. I think the Loggers more of a big play type team. And the United team here is not afraid to run behind their big offensive line and move that ball down the field. Loggers going to have to find a way to wear this big offensive line down. And Nelson from the shotgun, he's going to keep it right side. Here's the option. He keeps it himself, chugs ahead, and gets the first down. And they're going to give them forward progress. They're up to about the 31-yard line. That's going to be a first down for United. And 11 minutes and ticking here now. And the Loggers still looking for a way to stop this United team. Nice athletes over there. We don't know their... We got their numbers written down here, Nate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And this Bryce Lebsey, we've seen... some nice runs from him out of the backfield. Nelson's going to hand one up the middle and going for about 5 yards again on that play for United's Josh Cribbs. And Josh Cribbs, him and Lebsite, tied right at about a little over 200 yards apiece on the season, the leading rushers for this team. And then Reed Nelson, their quarterback, right behind him at 168. So pretty equal attempts for all of them as well. United steps up to the line of scrimmage. Second and 5 here from the 25-yard line of the Loggers. The Loggers blitz in, and a nice job. Sawyer Kuchaba blitzing in there and gets the tackle for a loss. So a nice call there from Coach Worth, who was up here earlier.
Yeah.
He dipped. What a good spot up here in the booth. Nice booth up here. United treating us well. Delivering the popcorn up here for us here today. So it's going to be a 3rd and 6, we're going to call it, from the 26-yard line of the Loggers. United in the huddle. 9:34 to go here. And United in no hurry to speed up this game. Might be something that Coach Precourt does in this game is picks that tempo up offensively anyways. Try to wear this team down. Here's Nelson under center. Going to be a handoff. Up the middle it goes. And a nice job holding on is Ben Vernig. Enough to tie him up, and a no gain on that play. Ben Vernick doing a great job. He's been asking to be this player of the game here for quite a while, and I pulled it from under the rug again when Josh Nutt won it in that one game.
Yeah.
I said, Nate, you got an opportunity coming up here yet. We'll see if he does it. So far early on, the touchdown pass, a lot of nice solo tackles.
Record-breaking touchdown pass.
And here we go. Loggers with their defense. 4th and 4 for United. Nelson under center. And he's going to keep it. Pitch it left side. And Colin Kleinschmidt. Oh, beautiful tackle by Colin Kleinschmidt. Wraps him up. Drags him out of bounds. And we're going to get a change of possession. Loggers football. Big play there for the Loggers. That's what we were waiting for. Get that turnover on downs. And try to score here again. So 8:35 to go in the second quarter. It's 14-6. Loggers with the lead and the Loggers with the ball. E.J. Lewery coming out right now. And it's going to be Delasky with Hollinger in the backfield. Denzine from the shotgun. He's got Hollinger right to his left. And Denzine from the 24-yard line. It's going to be direct snap to Hollinger, left side. Makes a move and picks up a couple yards. Going to give him about 3 yards on that pickup. Hollinger really has got some nice moves out there. Good running back. He's really good with his cuts. You see really nice cuts through him. And BJ checking back onto the field. BJ wants a big game here tonight. Got the 2-point conversion already. And B.J. gets that this ball. In this whole second half of the season, B.J.'s been a different running back, just running like with a passion and running like just a man among boys out there. Here's B.J. He's going to get the direct snap. It's going to be a counter to Dulaski, right side. Dulaski's going to be gone. Oh, one guy to beat. Gets around him. Throws another guy down. A nice tackle by Reed Nelson. And Nelson, touchdown saving tackle. Dulaski, a tough guy to bring out. He's gimping a little bit. Holding his midsection. Might have gotten hit where it hurts there a little bit. 7:42 to go. He's going to be all right. Just give me a second. And it's going to be Kuchiba coming in, giving him a break. It'll be Sawyer in the backfield here. And
14-6 Foggers.
Denzine from the shotgun from the 50-yard line. He's going to pass it. This one deep. Throws it deep. He's got Vernick back there. Oh, and Ben almost, Randy Mostom jumped up high and almost ripped it down. Couldn't hold on to it. And it's going to bring up a second down. Second and 10 for the Loggers. Not afraid to go for it on first down. 7:14 to go here in the second quarter.
Game's moving along.
It really is. Lane Abraham coming out. Colin Kleinschmidt checking in from that tight end position. And McCoy Dulaski leads the Loggers up to the line of scrimmage from the 49-yard line of United. It's second and 10. Here's Denzine from the shotgun. And a quick pitch to Colin Kleinschmidt left side, but United broke through that line quickly, got the tackle for a loss. It's going to move the Loggers back. It's going to be about a third and 11 with 7 minutes to go in this second quarter. The Loggers in a third and long for the first time here today. And Wendy, just tuning in, it's 14-6 Loggers leading with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. This game moving right along.
Yeah. You're
really enjoying this. We don't have about 5 minutes gone out of the game if we were back home right now. Like this style here. Here's Denzine. It's going to be a direct snap to Hollinger, right side, looking to make a cut. Makes a nice one, finds the right hole, makes some positive yards. I think he picks up about 8 yards on that play. He's going to make it a more manageable fourth down and three. It's like about a fourth and four. With 6:15 to go here, it's going to be fourth and four for the Loggers. Big play call coming up here from head coach Steve Precourt. And from the 42-yard line of United, here come the Loggers, fourth and four. Denzine from the backfield, or from the shotgun, he's got B.J. next to him. Direct snap to B.J. It's going to be a pass play. B.J. throws this one up high, and that one's going to come down an interception. Ben went up. The defensive back went up as well. I think that was Josh Cribbs. Pulled down the interception. And on fourth down, it's like a punt right there, Nate.
Yep.
So not a terrible play there. Good time for that play call. And B.J. threw it up there. Needed a little bit more air. Ben had a couple steps on him on the defensive back. Cribbs jumped high, though, made a nice defensive interception. Keeps the score at 14-6. 5:42 to go here in this second quarter. It's going to be United's football from their own 20-yard line. So nothing hurt on that interception right there. And here comes Reed Nelson and this United football team. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Up the middle he goes and stop. Hard to see if he picked anything up. I don't think he did. I'm going to bring up a second 10 from the 20-yard line. 5.5 minutes to go. And the pace for United, you know, they want this game to extend.
Yeah.
They don't want that fast pace that the Loggers want. And they're able to keep this a one-possession game here early on. Here's Reed Nelson from under center. It's a pitch right side and a cutback inside and a nice tackle by Kuchiba, but a hard run right there from Leibzeit. And it's going to bring up a third and one here from the 29-yard line. Nice powerful run there from Leibzeit. And makes it a manageable third and one from their own 29-yard line. Here they are. Nelson under center. He's going to push forward. Gets enough for the first down. And throwing back after a pickup of about two. So United looking at this possession here as let's run this clock out.
Yep.
And score a touchdown, tie this ball game at the end. And we're going to see if the Loggers want to do it. And clock is ticking, 4:25 to go here, second quarter. United steps up to the line of scrimmage. And here's a snap, and back to pass he is. And Nelson looking for somewhere to go pump fake. He's going to take it himself and pushed out of bounds. I did see they dropped the chains over there to see where they spot it. Okay, stepped out after a gain of six. I thought he maybe was close to the first down there. Chain gang kind of dropped the chains and dipped out of there before they got hit. 4 minutes to 4:09 to go here, first quarter. And it's a second and four for United from their own, say, 40-yard line. Here's Nelson under center, an I formation. And a handoff up the middle. It goes in a nice run. Looks like enough for the first down. And the chains are going to move. And these officials doing a fabulous job.
Yeah.
Hey, get up the field. Get that clock rolling.
Get that chain gang moving.
We got 4 minutes to go here. Clock is ticking. As the chains move, it only stopped for a second, Nate. I like
yeah.
it. And here comes United from the Loggers, 45-yard line. Going to be handoff up the middle, wrapped up by Chuzzles and a couple others. And who comes off the bottom of that pile? Trenton. No, that was Sawyer Kuchiba and Trenton Swickla in on the tackle as well. This tackle from Trenton. And B.J. Lueri checks back in at nose tackle. There's about a 100-pound difference between the center and the nose tackle
yes.
here for the Loggers. A different style that these teams play. And both staying in the game here. And at this slow pace, United is able to keep in this game here for sure. And here's Nelson. Pitch left side. And I don't think they got anything on it. Looks like maybe a gain of one. And that was
Ben Vernon on the tackle.
Ledzeit. I think it might be a gain of about two on that play. So third and long coming up here, 3:05 to go. United's football from the Loggers, 45-yard line. And here's United up to the line of scrimmage. And from the shotgun, two backs in the backfield. And it's going to be a keeper. They're looking to pass. They find a guy in the flats here. Kleinschmidt slips, and I think they might have got the first down. They do. First down. And we've seen a couple slips on the field so far. Colin tried to make a cut. Slipped out. And moving the chains and up the field is United with 2:50 to go. And they're going to have to maybe start moving a little bit faster. Loggers lucky they're not giving up the big play here tonight. But United methodically moving it up the field. And there's a tackle for a loss. Nice job from the Loggers. Who gets up off the bottom of that pile, Nate? I want to see. And the birthday boy, Callan Chuzzles. We're going to give him credit for the tackle for a loss. Callan Chuzzles doing Callan Chuzzles things, just causing chaos, making plays. Good job, young man. Callan must be 17 here today, right?
I think so.
So Chuzzles, my favorite last name on this team. Probably in the history of Phillips. He's always a fun kid to holler at. All right, Chuzzles in this defense. Second and 12 it is here, and it's going to be a reverse play coming left side, and Kuchiba, stops him enough to make the tackle. Kleinschmidt wraps him up at the end. Kuchiba, got to give him an assist on that tackle for no gain, and the reverse goes nowhere. Nice job by the Loggers defense with a minute 42 to go. It's going to be third and long, third and 12 from about the Loggers' 45-yard line. Minute 34 to go here. Loggers doing a good job not letting them give up the big play at all. And United might have to pick up the pace a little bit to make it up the field. Because they've only got about 20 yards in the last 3 minutes.
Right. Not moving very
not a lot of possessions here at this pace. And here is United from the shotgun looking to pass. And up the field they go. B.J. Lowry with the big sack. The Micronesian sensation, my boy, with a big sack. Sends him back. It's going to be fourth down and long. Minute 7 to go here. Loggers could get a possession yet if they can get a big stop.
Loggers are going to take a timeout.
And Loggers take a timeout on that right there with a minute 7 to go. It's 14-6, the Loggers leading United of Green Bay here. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. You may not want to hear this, but winter and the cold weather are coming up fast. Luckily, October is Car Care Month. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter with our mobile service. As long as you are within 120 miles of our dealership, for a limited time, we can come right to you for no extra charge. Offering full service oil changes, tire rotations, free battery tests, and more on all makes and models, we'll be certain your vehicle is ready to brave the elements. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652. To schedule.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Potowitz here. We're in Green Bay at United High School. It is the Phillips Loggers leading right now, 14-6, with a minute 7 to go here against United. They're in punt formation, and we don't see a lot of punts in. We're going to see one right here, Nate. Got to keep up for the fake, though. And there's the kick. Kicks it high and deep. Loggers going to let it fall. And it bounces, the Loggers bounce backwards. And nobody touches it. Finally, they do, and it's going to be Loggers football from the 33-yard line from the Loggers 26-yard line. Thank you. 55 seconds to go with our big old heads here. And did we get a timeout on the field? Is that what they got right there? No, it looks like they're going to start the clock.
Yeah, they are.
Loggers in the huddle right now with 55 seconds to go. And it's first and 10 from the 26-yard line. And anytime you got some of these athletes of the Loggers, you got a chance. I feel like Delasky's going to get it on this play. And here's the counter, and Danzine keeps it up the middle. He goes. Danzine with a nice run, a spin for about 9 yards. Give him 8 yards on the play, all the way up to the 35-yard line, 44 seconds. Loggers hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Delasky from the shotgun. I'm sorry, Danzine. It's going to be countered to Delasky left side. He's gone. The 50, the 40, the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Aaron Delasky.
Wow.
There's 1,000 yards for you. When you time you got Aaron Delasky on the field, you got a chance to go all the way. And what a big touchdown that was at the end of this first half right here, making it 20-6, 28 seconds to go here in this first half.
Yeah. 17 touchdowns for Aaron on the season.
17 on the season. Such a dominant runner.
And once he's out there, you know he's gone.
Eric Dickerson is kind of the guy. He reminds me of those long legs, that powerful stride. And Delasky, too much. Here's Danzine for the two-point conversion. It's B.J. Lowry, direct snap. Up the middle he goes. B.J. Lowry, no, they're going to say no. He was down. Looks like he's in the end zone. They say no good. That's okay. It's 20-6. Loggers leading right now, 28 seconds to go. We're going to stay right here. Well, they get set to kick off, and we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
All right. Here's the Loggers. Set to kick off, Josh Nutt, the senior. He's the squib kick specialist here. And we know what we're going to get here right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
and you know
try to make it 10 yards.
They're due to get one.
And United knows it as well. When that ball bounces up, a lot of things can happen. And here we are. Loggers kicking off with 28 seconds to go. There it goes. Gets a nice bounce and goes out of bounds.
There's a flag.
So I think that they have the option to keep it right where they are, which they will, because it went out about the 50-yard line. We'll see what they decide to do here. But nonetheless, it's going to be United's football with 28 seconds to go here. And 20-6 is a score. Not a lot of possessions in this game that we're seeing here so far. And the Loggers able to convert, I think, 3 out of 4 possessions. But the pace is, you know, in favor, keeping United into this ball game right here. So United coming out of the huddle up to the line of scrimmage. See what they're going to do here. Got Nelson from the shotgun. And it looks like they're going to pass here. Got two receivers going deep. B.J. Lowery gets another sack. B.J. Lowery on defense, the nose tackle. He wanted a big ball game. He's got family watching. And a big ball game he's having here tonight. 2 sacks.
Everybody wants player of the game.
Everybody does right here. B.J. coming on with the 2 big defensive plays of the game here so far. 3 seconds to go. That's going to be the end of the first half. So there it is. That's the end of the first half, everybody. Score 20-6. The Phillips Loggers leading United High School right now. And great start here to this ball game right here, 20-6. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 4-minute timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in 1 day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, cooler, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine expected for the weekend, highs in the low 50s for Saturday to the upper 50s to near 60 Sunday. A chance of showers to start off early next week, but warmer. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit Forward.Bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Halloween is almost here, and Medford Motors has some spooky good deals. Right now, get 15% off of all Ford accessories. You can choose to have us pick up and deliver your vehicle, or, for a limited time, have our mobile service install your new accessories in your driveway or at your work for no extra charge. I don't believe it. That's scary convenient. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to order and schedule.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Buddy Jeff Hakenin, along with Nathan Podwelts here. We're in Green Bay or somewhere by Green Bay.
Yeah.
Here, and we're at United High School, and it's the Phillips Loggers leading right now, 20-6 over United, and we're at halftime, 10.5 minutes to go. In halftime, it's been a fun first half. Not a lot of possessions and the big high scoring game here, but they've capitalized on their possessions. The Loggers with three touchdowns out of four possessions. Yeah, big plays. It's been all about big plays. The pass play to Ben Vernick, the two big touchdown runs from Aaron. We signed a couple nice sacks from BJ.
Yeah.
Everyone putting their stamp on this final game of the season, and it's Green Bay United coming into this game. Overall, what was their record?
2-6.
2-6, 5-1 in their conference.
1-5.
1-5 in their conference. And better team than their numbers.
Yeah.
So they've got a really big offensive line that they're, you know, trying to slow this game down. They want to keep the score low and have limited possessions. They had an opportunity when it was 14-6 with about a minute left. If they could have scored on that, tie up this game, and it's exactly what they wanted to do. The Loggers got the big sack from BJ and turnover on possession. Zindelowski went 60-70 yards for the touchdown on that run, opened up this game. And at the pace that United wants, it's going to be tough to get back into this game now, right now, up 14-2 possession game here. The way the Loggers' offense is moving the football, it could be a long night here. But we're loving the speed, the tempo, or I should say the speed of the clock, how it's rolling along. It's a slow tempo game, but the clock keeps running here, and we're not seeing all the stoppages that we've been used to
a couple flags.
This season. So almost a different style down here. Yeah, only a couple flags in this game here right now, letting the players play. And, you know, they have that big offensive line, that big defensive line, but they're playing both ways, Nate. I'm talking about United and playing both sides, and that's what you'll see a lot with some of the bigger teams in eight-man football. And it's wore out as the first half progresses and as the second half moves along, and the Loggers are nice and patient and stick to their game plan and slowly cruising away.
Yep, that's usually what happens.
With this game right here. So this is the Forward Bank halftime show, and we appreciate Forward Bank for helping bring you this halftime show. And also on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel, we appreciate you guys watching from home. Enjoy the next 8 minutes here until they start up again. Final game of the season here. The Loggers already won conference, won the Northwoods East Conference, taking down some big teams. Going to miss out on playoffs this year, but hopefully that comes along pretty soon here, coming up here. And big night here for the Loggers. I know these boys are excited. They're spending the night here. They all got hotel rooms over here, and they're going to enjoy the Green Bay atmosphere and have some fun here tonight with the team on such a successful season. A lot of successful seasons in a row rolling over, and big senior play every year. It seems like this year, you know, Shea Denzine, Lane Abraham, Trenton Swickla, B.J. Lueri, some more of those names out. Colin Kleinschmidt, Josh Nutt. We got some big names out there as seniors, and they're all playing like seniors, as you would expect, just stepping it up and excited for those boys and all the confidence that they've gained through football this year. It's been pretty cool to watch. There's a lot of basketball players on this team over here. Lane Abraham, Colin Kleinschmidt, Braden Rivak.
Shea Denzine.
I mean, that's four of the starting lineup for Phillips. B.J. Lewery as well on this football team. And having some success here, having a conference championship, hoping all that rolls into basketball season. It's going to be starting up before we know it.
Yeah, right.
Before we know it, it'll be mid-November, and basketball season rolling along here. But anyone else playing here tonight? No one else is playing here tonight, are they?
I don't think so.
I think it's just the Loggers here tonight playing. But we talked about things going on with the Loggers, Nate, in cross country tomorrow. The boys running at Cadott.
At 1 o'clock.
And Nate might go down there and watch that one. We'll see. And after that, volleyball. We're going to have that on 98Q Country as well. That game at 7 o'clock. The Phillips Loggers volleyball girls taking on Edgar in regional finals. So a nice game for the Loggers at home. Come on down. Let's pack the stadium or pack the
gymnasium.
The gym for our Lady Loggers volleyball. See if we can help get them down to state or down to state, at least down to sectionals. But nothing better than beating Edgar.
Right.
So you always want to take Edgar out any chance you can. And a girl or a volleyball, such a popular sport with the girls, really picking up interest and girls doing a nice job. Phillips, such a successful year this year with a lot of things. You know, you've got the both cross country teams. The girls have to compete in Division II, which is absolutely ridiculous that they're competing in Division II. But because of the goofy WIA rule, they got to do that. But they have got a chance tomorrow to move on to state as well. And that's a pretty impressive thing. The boys, Gavin Esterholm, such an impressive runner along with this team. See what they can do tomorrow in Cadott. But you got the boys with football. You've got, you know, a basketball season coming up here that excited for. It's going to be first time in basketball in Phillips in a while that we've had, you know, 6-7 seniors on this team. And, you know, for many years it's been 1-2 seniors rolling through, and we're going to get that 1 year. So hoping for a lot of success for these seniors this year. But football game, Nate.
That's a football game.
Halftime. It's a long one here. 4:22 to go here in halftime. It's 20-6. The Phillips Loggers leading United from Green Bay. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you a wrap-up of the Forward Bank Halftime Show when we come back.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
And we're back.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Potowels here. We are in near Green Bay at United High School here. And the Loggers with a nice 20-6 halftime lead over United in a fun, exciting, fast game, Nate, here. We're going to get out of here at a good timing. Tonight's game might be over with by 9 o'clock. And it's been a good game so far. The Loggers leading in this one. It's been the running attack of Aaron Delasky. The defense, the sacks from B.J. Lemery having a big game. Ben Vernig with the big record-breaking touchdown passes. He becomes the Phillips single-season receptions leader. On that one
yards.
Play, reception yards. Yeah, he caught that 22-yard touchdown pass that tied the record. We don't know if he needs one more to actually break it or not. It could have been gave him credit for 23 yards. We're not sure, but nonetheless. All right, Robin says Burger King. Is the best that we should stop with at on the way back. Not a bad idea. The original chicken sandwich, that's my go-to, and that Hershey Sunday pie is pretty good. That's a good one. Well, maybe we'll stop there.
We may stop at
on the way
places.
To Taco Bell. We could always do that, Nate. It's a long drive back.
Yeah,
we
can